let's begin. Hope everyone had a great Pesach, and let's begin. We left off the Daf Chaf Zayin and Aleph. We're in the midst of the Machlokes between Rav and Abai Regayar Mumer Lahachas. Mumer Lahachas, we know the Machlokes to Abai the Rava, and Lamaisa. Abaye says that it's possible, Rava says that he's kosher. But when it came to Mumer LaTeyavoyim, everyone agrees that the man's possible is. Why is that? So we said as follows, we had said two beer. We had Rashi and we had the Yad Ramah. Rashi's beer was that the bottom line is that Rava's moda, even though by a Mumer LaHachas Rava says he's kosher, but Mumer LaTeyavoyim he says he's possible because he fulfills the mandate of Hamas, because he's going to what? He wants to spend money on cheaper meat, and trefa meat is cheaper than kosher meat, and therefore he's willing to shell out money. Therefore, it's a direct hit to Gabi Hamas. And Rava says to make yourself postulate is in Hamas. And therefore, a Mumer LaTeyavoyim is Hamas. The Aramah said a little bit differently, not that it's a direct hit on Hamas, but rather the guy does anything for money. And since the guy does anything for money, just like what? Just like Allah Lamaisa. He'll do anything for money, and therefore he's going to what? He's going to basically say, and this is what the Yad Ramah, the way the Yad Ramah puts it, he basically wants to say, halacha lemaisa, that, you know, it doesn't have to be a direct hit, but the fact is he can't control himself, and since he can't control himself, we're afraid he'll take money, lemaisa, just like he can't control himself, his tithes. He can't control himself, Lamaisa, and stop himself from eating the quarter pounder, cheeseburger, the Big Mac. So too, he can't control himself regarding being offered money to testify falsely. So that's why I would say it's more of an indirect hit to become Hamas. But at the end of the day, that's the reason why Rava's maskin that a Mumer LaTeyavoyim is possible latest, despite the fact that it says a Mumer LaHachas is kosher latest. Okay, so we saw the Gemara, and we got up to... The Gemara wanted to be told of this machlokes, we said. The Gemara wanted to be told of this machlokes, on a machlokes between Reb Yossi, Reb Meir, and Reb Yossi. There was a machlokes tanoim as to whether an eid zomeim is considered to be posel eidus or not. And if you're an eid zomeim, your posel eidus called Reb Meir, you paint a brush. And therefore, what I mean by you paint a brush, if you're an eid zomeim, it's posel from mamon, and it's posel from nefashos as well. Reb Yossi says, don't paint the brush. If he's possible for nefashos as an eid zomeim, he'll be possible also for mammon. But if you're possible for what? For mammon, lemaisa, who says that you're going to be possible of the nefashos? You are kosher nefashos. So the Gemara says, basically, that Reb Yossi does not paint the brush. Okay? He doesn't expand the psul. So the Gemara says, neima, which is always lame, which is a havamina that we always say is schlugged up. The Gemara had a havamina. What was the havamina? The havamina was... the following. The Havamina was that in fact, Halacha Lamaisa, the Havamina was that Rava, Abai holds directly like Reb Meir, and therefore he paints a brush and he passes someone Lelaitis, even if you do it Lateyavah, even if you do it Lahachis. And Rava's like Reb Yossi. So Abai holds like Reb Meir, Mikul Lachumr. You paint the brush even though you're apostle for Dina Moments, you're apostle for Nefashos. And Rava holds like Reb Yossi, Mikhum Lakula, we passel you, but Mikul Lachumr, we don't passel. Even though you're apostle for Mammon, you're not possible for what? You're not possible for nefashos. Okay? Fine. Now, Lamaisa, it's interesting to point out, and I think you have to point this out, that was the Havamina of the Gemara. This was the Havamina of the Gemara. It's a very, 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 very strong kasha. Okay? Very strong kasha. But Lamaisa, before we go on in the Gemara, let's just finish saying it over. What was the Maskanas of Gemara? The Maskanas was, no, you can't be told. According to Reb Yossi, who paints the brush, what's the din? Kuli amalo pligi, that what, if you're chashed b'davar kai, you're not chashed l'davar moment. So basically, Abaye cannot hold like Reb Yossi, right? Abaye is the one who paints the brush and says, if you're a mumer l'achas, you're also postulatus. He paints the brush, Reb Yossi doesn't. So he can't go like Reb Yossi. Within Reb Meir is a machlokes. If I hold straight up like Reb Meir, Rava says I can also hold like Reb Meir. By eid zomeim, which is Rala Shemaim, Rala Brias. So I understand why Reb Meir plants the brush. But here, you're Rala Shemaim and not Rala Brias, Reb Meir would be masking. Okay, fine. So that's where we're up to. Let's pick it up from the Hilchos HaKavos. Everyone got it? Hilchos HaKavos HaAbayi. Okay, we got it inside. Jeremy, let's read the Gemara. Go ahead. Hilchos Kavasa De'Avaye. Okay, it's about 10 lines up from the bottom. Go ahead. Hilchos Kavasa De'Avaye. So we had said a kasha and Abaye, tufta Abaye, tufta from the Bryce, and now we're turning around a pasuk like Abaye. Go ahead. Oh, so in other words, we paskin like Abaye, and then you want to turn around and ask Akasha on Abaye from the Brysa? We asked Abaye on Akasha from Abaye from the Brysa, you remember? Remember what the Akasha was? The Akasha was Eliza Gazlonim Malve Beribis. Masha only Mavid is makes you possible. Outside of Mavid, doesn't make it possible. So it's Akasha. Tutuv. So the Gemara says, Ahi, that price is who? Go ahead, Ahi. The Gemara answers, Ahi, Rabbi Yossi. Oh, that price is Rabbi Yossi, yeah? Why is that price is Rabbi Yossi? And therefore what? What does that do for us? That price is Rabbi Yossi. What do you say? So that price is Rabbi Yossi, so it's not Akasha. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Tiavinami, Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, look Rabbi Yossi. We have the Gemara Nehrim, Menvo, and Bezu, Pasuk, like Rabbi Yossi. So we got our problem. Go ahead, Shiny Hossam. The Sosom Montana Kerameir. There's a Stam Mishnah in Shas. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh presents like Rameir. Happens to be Stam Mishnah is always like Rameir. And despite the fact Rabbi Yossi, Rameir, Allah Rabbi Yossi, but here, there's a Stam Mishnah that's presented like Rameir. That shows Allah is like Rameir. So therefore, the Allah is that what? It's not Shvir. Abai is against the Bryce. That's a Shitas Yechidah. Rabbi Yossi, we don't pass Rabbi Yossi, Baskin like Rameir. Okay? Now, I want to just point out, it's interesting that where your Rav Lebrius, where your Rav Lebrius is Rosh of the Chavis, and therefore your apostle, all they do is Shubat Torah. But Oichel Nevelis, what's the din of an Oichel Nevelis? Oichel Nevelis, you're not Rav Lebrius, right? And therefore, if you're not Rav Lebrius, Oichel Nevelis, so you shouldn't apostle. So why is Oichel Nevelis L'tayav on apostle latest then, even though it's not Rav Lebrius? So what's the answer? The answer what we said in the beginning of Shir. Because since you're over this year of Machmas Mammon, because you want to save money, buy cheaper meat, so therefore that's considered to be Russia to Hamas. And the Adram Maud says you can't control yourself. You eat the Nevelis when you're hungry, so too, when you're hungry for money, you'll be made a checker. So you always have to say those two approaches no matter what, even though you're not Ra Labrius. You're not Ra Labrius when you eat a ham sandwich or a quarter pounder. Why are you postulates? You're not Ra Labrius. That's the distinction, the Gemara said. Oichel Agas Rav L'Shemam, not Rav L'Abiyas. So Rav Meir says you wouldn't be postulated. So then you got to ask yourself, why a Te'avon then? Because Te'avon plugs into Hamas, either directly like Rashi or indirectly through the Yad Ramon. Okay, go ahead. Ve'heichel what? Let's go. Where is it, Sosan Lan and Shas? Go ahead. There was a case of the Bar Chama killed someone, God forbid. Imamish killed someone. Go ahead. Reish Galusa was Rav Nachman, who's a Rosh Kol Agol. He said to Rav Abba Bayakov, go ahead. Go look into the case. If you actually killed, then I want you to pierce his eyes out. Look at Rashi. Last Rashi in the Omid. Go ahead. Right, I want you to pierce his eyes because Batlumis is Bazin. Bazin has been nullified. They could not what execute anymore, right? They could not execute anymore because Batlumis is Bazin. We know that after the what are the three prerequisites we set for Mrs. Bazin in Halacha? What do you need? You need the Kohanim to be in the Avodah Beis Hamikdash and Bazin Sanhedrin in our Masechta. What else do you need? You need the Sanhedrin Agoda Lishkas Agazis. And number three, you need what? Smicha. Right? We don't have any of that nowadays, okay? Go ahead, by what? Makin. Please get down. Where is that Gemara? On Mevavu Meralf and Sanhedrin. Please get it. Makin Moche Shalom Minadin. What does Makin Moche Shalom Minadin mean? The Mishnah gives a case in the Nehemiah Beis that Shimon ben Shetach hung 80 women in one day. They're all witches. So Gemara says you're not allowed to kill two people one day. Gemara says it was a special exception. There is a principle called Makin the Onshin Shalom in Adin. Okay? There is such a principle. Okay, it's a very important principle. The Gemara gives two cases over there where there was a guy that was bowling his wife in public. They flogged him. Then there was a guy who rode a horse in Shabbos, which is exerted upon him. You might rip off the branch and hit it. They stoned the guy. When you see people are lax, Beis Din has the ability to step out of rules, and they can walk for a one-time deal. It's not a permanent, it's not a takana, which I'm going to read to you from the Chiddush Aran. It was not a takana. It's a one-time thing that they think that people are lax, they need to do something. You got to know this thing. It's the Mishnah Menhan Beis and Menvavim and Alphans on Hedrin. It's called Makin Moshe Shalom and Adin. Okay? Now, this is an important halacha of Makin Moshe Shalom and Adin. Okay? It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat Simen Beis. The Chaber quotes it: "Kol beis and afil ain't a smuchim beretz Yisrael. Imroim sham prutzim ba'aver shoot sorach. Shaw damim be misa be mamim be kol mini onish. Afil ain't bedam reidus gmura. Even if there's no reidus gmura, afil v'imhu ilain chofin osal yidei akum. If he's such a strong guy they can't handle it, then do it through the goyim. So there is such a principle. So Rashi says here, please get it down, that the reason why they pierced the guy's eyes out, is because why? The really guy should have been killed." So they pierced his eyes. That's one shot. Go ahead, Vyesha Omrim. They took away his monim, they gave him the yorshim that he killed. Vyesha Omrim. Shamta, they put him in cherem. So the three pshatim in Rashi. Number one, they pierced his eyes out. Number two is they what? They took away his money, gave him to the guy he killed. Number three is what? They put him in cherem. Which one is Rashi like of the three? Go ahead. Excellent. Now the Chiddush Aran here writes, and I looked up the Aran in the other place too, in Daf Mem Vav. I want you to get it. Chiddush Aran asks Akasha. It's in two places. This Chiddush Aran. Number one, he asks over here, he says, I don't understand something. He says, we got a problem here. What's the problem? The problem is, he says as follows. He says is, Lamaisa, you can't do more than real Beis Din can do. And he says the Temuhu. I understand one thing. You look in those cases in Sanhedrin, Shimon ben Shetach had smicha. He had the ability to do what he did. Okay? Maybe he broke the din, you're not supposed to kill two people one day. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I think it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and then Bava ben Alf. He also what? He also had the right to do what he did. He had smicha. You follow me? But this is crazy. This is in Bavel. There was no smicha. There was no smicha in Bavel at that time, right? If that was the case, then what's going on here? How could you say that Makon Shishon Medin could do more than what the Torah does? That's what Chush Yerad is bothered by. Here, it's Rablozu Ben Yaakov. Shamati Shabez Makon Shishon Medin Torah. It's Rablozu Ben Yaakov, we're correct. And Shimon Chetri. You follow what he's asking? Yosef, how could this be? Right? How can you do this in Bubble? They have no kochadin nefashis at all. Even if they're on the level of D'Oraisa, they couldn't do it. There's no smich in Chutz Laretz. Right? What, you mean they travel from there? Very difficult. And this is the Chiddush Aran's kasha. So he says, B'shem Rabbeinu David, I want you to get it down, that they went through the din of a melech. The melech punished these evil guys, and he gave permission to the exilar, who's the Reish Galusa, to punish him in any way he wanted to. And therefore, he said to pierce his eyes. So he wants the Taina, the Chiddush Aran here, that our Gemara basically is through the terms of a Melech, from Dine Melech. The Melech gave permission. So that's interesting. He's basically being Masbred. I think he says Perish LePerusho. Maybe you could say it in Rashi. Maybe that's what you have to say. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't think you could say it in Rashi, because he has the Kasha in Rashi and says Perish Rabbeinu David. So Rashi is very mechudish. He says Makanon Shishlom and Adin is Mashmon, that even Lamaisa more than what the Torah allows. Rabbeinu David Banfor says it's impossible. So if you look at the Chiddush Aran later on in Memfava Beis, he's Masber a little bit more, and he says as follows. I'll read it to you. He says the Rambam says you can only do this when it's needed. You don't do it as a takana. Miata Nira, Shelu Abezin Aonchin Onish Mitzu Lemishenu Mechuyev Lo Berach Sag Roishu Abezin Mumchen. V'smuchim k'shem meshetach l'chaverav. D'yosek ha'moru zeh mionish din Torah. K'mosh k'sav l'mal l'perek zeh borer. K'abi barcham et kotel nash l'chui enei. Ava b'mokomo shedonin din nefosh v'chutz l'arts lo yaspik lehem tam zeh. Shom makim on shem beis din elkim b'inin. Beis din elhim b'inin k'lech sivnin. It's not going to help you makim on shishlom en adin. El adislu hermen adamalka. La dun din nefosh k'fi din nisro nir lomer. Shekol din nefosh shedin em chaim yisro. if within Judaism these guys are chayiv misa, mitzad din hamalchus ubiyadenu gam kein chayiv misa, bezei yichon lehem ladun mikoch nemunus of the malkin. If they're both chayiv misa through terms of Ben Noach, in terms of us, then we could kill them. Kedisa perkasochas apolim, gabi rablozer, rib shim, there's a story in Bab Metzia and Pei Gimel Beis, where one of the Tanaim acted based on the malchus commanding him what to do. Ava bedin should be dineim potter mimisa. If through the Ben Noach they're really potter, ubidineu chayiv, and we don't have the ability to kill him nowadays. So that's what he wants to say. Everything's got to come from the Malchus. So please get this down, Yosef. When I say from the Malchus, you have to be Dine Melech, that Dine Yisrael, you'd be Chayiv, and also Dine Malchus, you're Chayiv. If we're on the same page in a Hanami, then what? Then a Hanami, we could do it.
If on the same page.
Dine Malchus, Chayiv, Dine Yisrael. You're both Chayiv in both tracks. Then we could do it. But if within Dine Yisrael, we are what? Within Dineim, we are their putter. If the Melech says that we don't want to kill the guy, but within our din, we could say kill him, we wouldn't be able to kill him. Except unless it's Malshinim Umesiris. Someone's a Moser, then you can go ahead and what? You could kill him based on Din Rodef. That's what he wants to point out. Din Moser, you could kill him in Din Rodef. If a guy's a Moser, then we could kill him in Din Rodef. That's a special exception. Because that's a special din. It's a different din. Din Rodef. So I want you to get this Kiddush Yaron. It's very interesting. I taught this Kiddush Yaron. Kiddush Yaron seems to limit this notion, this overarching principle I always thought of Makan Lon Shalom and Adin, which is quoted in Minchoshen Mishpat with no limitation. I read it to you. Even if they're not smuchim, right? It said even if they're not smuchim, halacha l'maisa. But it seems from the Kiddush Yaron that's not true. Kiddush Yaron will say you can't do more than what the Torah does. You can't do what more than the Torah does. You want to run a funnel through the conduit of Malchus. That's one thing. Dini Malchus, Roman and Malkin. If you want to say it was a Moses, it's another thing. But Stam Laxity, if you don't have the Koch more than the Koich of the Torah. According to this Kiddush Yaron, it's a very big limitation on this the scope of Bakim Ronchi Shalom and Adin. I want you to get this. It's very limited now. And that seems to be against the Choshen Mishpat Lamaisa and Simon Beis, because it's not appearing in the Kiddush Yaron. Kiddush Yaron writes the Feirish. Even if you're not Smuchim Meretz Yisrael. Seems like if they need there's laxity. So there's laxity. We could do Makim Ronchi Shalom and Adin. According to the Kiddush Yaron, it seems very, very, very limited. Okay? Rashi, though, I think, is against this. Rashi quotes Makim Ronchi Shalom and Adin. Obviously, you're doing more than what the Torah does, right? He stands on his head and says, we're running it through the Melech. So those are maybe that's the two other Pshatim are holding like the Rabbin and David Banfor in Rashi. They don't like this Pshatim invoking Makim Shalom and Adin because you're doing really more than what? You're doing really more than what you can because you're not Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. You're not Smuchim in Bavel. So maybe that's what was driving them to argue. Could be. Okay, go ahead, Adam. Let's go. Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jeremy. Fight. Yeah? Go ahead, what do you say, Fighter? So those are the three pshatim. Please get that Kiddush Yaron. Okay? Go ahead. So what was the case? So they went to investigate it. Two Adim come forward that he did kill, right? So Barchama, to defend himself, brought two witnesses against one of the two guys. And the two witnesses, one of them said, well, this guy stole in front of me peeled barley, shelled barley. And the other aide said that this guy, one of the two guys, what? Stole mamish right in front of me, in front of my face. Okay? We got it? So Rashi says, go ahead. Rashi says, chulsha, go ahead. Sorin. Right, it was shelled. That's what Rashi says there. Rashi in Bob Metzia Taka says it was what? It was soaked in water and they dried out in the oven. And that they threshed in order to remove the shell. The Truva Zagoinim says it's smashed up and cooked. And the Adramah finally says that it wasn't ripened. So the three, four different pshatim, what it meant. Either been shelled, either means it's cooked in water, soaked in water, and dried out in the oven. Or it means that what? It was smashed up and cooked. And the last pshat is, was it cooked to Lutzor? Go ahead. So he's trying to defend himself. So Amalei. So Rav Abba says to Bar Chama, what are you trying to do? Go ahead.
Rabbi Meir.
Yeah, what are you trying to do? We pass him like Rabbi Meir. So someone's choshed on what? On Mammon is also choshed on a fashos. So what are you doing, Lamaisa? Go ahead. Yeah, what are you doing? We pass like Rabbi Yossi. Shehusim what? Oh, so that's a great time on him. No, we pascha like Rabbi Yossi. So what are you doing? You know what I mean? What are you doing? Now what's the cash on this? Please get it, guys. What's the cash on this, Ben? What do you say? What's difficult with this? Before we get to say what's difficult with this, the Miri points out a tremendous chiddush. Let's get it. Please get it down. The Miri writes a tremendous chiddush, and that is, Yosef, you got me? That if you take two guys in Mitzdarf that they did an Aveira, even though they're different events, you're still possible. So let's write that down. The Miri says, you see from this Gemara, the Miri is Mechadish of Damascus Kol. The Miri says, you do an Aveira, Shnei Eidim, Al Aveira Achas, Achain, Shnei Meisim, but there are two Meisim, what's the din? The din is Apostolatus. Wow, that's a very big Chiddush Pashup shot. No, they're two separate events. The Miri's Mechadish this. And this is not so, this is because he stole at different times, and we still send their Apostolatus. Halacha Lamaisa. And the truth of the matter is, okay, that if one guy would testify that he stole, and another guy would testify it was love of Beribis, what's the din? He would not be Posolatus. So please get this Miri down, because the Ramah in Simen Lamadal Sifchav Ches Argus. You got me, Ben? Because this wasn't the same event. They testify the guys that got him, but one guy got him, this guy just got him, this guy got him another time. But he would starve together in Posolatus. The Ramos, according to Miri, though, if it would be what? One Gezel, one what? One Ribis, he would be what? He would be still Kashulatus. The Ramon writes in Apostolatus. Apostle Laetus, Afilu Bishnei Meisim. Okay? Afilu Bishnei Mini Averis. Afilu Bishnei Mini Averis. So the Ramah is against this what? Against this Miri. It's very interesting. The Ramah says Beferis. Now the truth is, if you look, Halacha L'maisa in the Maram Padavu, if you look in the Maram Padavu, the Pashtus, there is a Machloikus in the Maram Padavu and the Knesak Doyla, what the Rabbein Yerucham holds. The Rabbein Yerucham in the Meshorim, Nativ Beis Chelik Talit says, Halacha L'maisa, even if they testify in two different areas, they're Posolatus. And he says it's Muchach in Sanhedrin. Where is it Muchach in Sanhedrin? So the Maram Padava says, I'll tell you where it's Muchach. Not from our Sugya, but he says it's from the Sugya and Daf Lamed. The Sugya and Daf Lamed seems to say that if you have, there's a Machloikas Dini Mominus, if Adim testify in two Halvas, one Aid testifies, he saw me borrow 100 from Yosef. Another Aid says 100 from Yosef. Can they even starve together? So it's a Machloikas. But the Gemara never mentions a Machloikas about two different Averis. So it could be Halacha L'maisa, each guy's testifying, could be over there that maybe they testified I owed the money, but maybe I paid back. But here, they're trying to mechav into a psul. And when it comes to a psul, they're mitzdarif. So the Maram Padava interprets to the Ben Yeruchim that Shnei Mini Averis is possible. But the Knesak Doyla, in Choshin Mishput, Simin Lamadalit Agosta Tur Osnun Gimu, says even Rabbeinu Yerucham was not kavanah to two different Averis. He's talking about two different Maisim, but it's got to be the same Averis. So please get it down. It's a Machloikis, the Maram Padava, and the Knesak Doyla, what Rabbeinu Yerucham says. But I'll tell you one thing, the Ramah is masking to the Maram Padava, because the Ramah says your Posolatus, and this is the Pshat of the Maram Padava, in what? Pshat in the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So that's the Risha we're based on, according to this Yad Ramah. Okay, so it's an interesting one, an interesting machloikis. It makes a lot of sense, guys, because the bottom line is, if you want to apostle a guy, and you want to say that he's not kosher, yes? If you want to apostle a guy and say that he's not kosher, so who cares what Aveira is, no? I mean, I would agree with the Ramah against the Miri, Pashup Shah. Okay? I mean, if the whole point is to make the guy apostle, who cares what the nature of the Aveira is? The bottom line, it starts them together. Yes, Adam, what was your question?
I'm just trying to figure out the way the Gemara is. Is it saying that both of the Adam that Barham...
No, one, that's what we read the Gemara. One of the two Adam was a Ganav. But one of the Adam said he was a Ganav by taking the what? shell things. The other one said he's a gadavus, so he took the handle of a spear. So I'm saying, could you take the Gemara Davka and say only when it's the same Aveira can you combine the two, even though they're different events, or can you say it's two different Aveiras too? So that's a machloikis between the Meiri and the Ramah we have down, the Aveiras.
Otherwise, wouldn't that not exactly work, because it's technically only one aid versus
that's what I'm saying, it's not, because as long as you knock one of the Edom out, you only have one aid left, so you didn't kill anyone.
I mean Bar Chama's Edom, it's basically only one aid, because they're not saying the same thing.
Doesn't make a difference, they are saying he's Puzzle, so one of the two Edom are Puzzle, so you're done, that's it. So if one of the, you're making a good point, but one of the two Edom are Puzzle, so he's done, he's out. So all he had is one aid there, he killed someone, that's nothing, it's Lashon Hara. Remember we said an Enecha comes and testifies, the Gemara says, Ipsachim, you're Tzlosh and Hara? So please get this down. So we got it, the Meiri and the Ramah. Now the Ramah is based on the Marampadav is Pshat in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Tzemachlois, the Marampadav, the Knesak Dil, Pshat in Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Okay? So the Gemara is really what? The Gemara is really Lav Davkin. Okay, go ahead. What do you say? Go ahead, Jeremy. Vaita in the Gemara. But before you go Vaita, this is what I was going to bring out. I have a Kasha. What's my Kasha? We'll read it again. Amalei my daitach. Go ahead. Amalei my daitach.
Amalei my daitach. Rabbi Meir.
Oh, you want to say whole like Rabbi Meir, and that's why you postulate this? Go ahead.
Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Allah, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Amar, who's up with Dinah Mamnos, Kasher with Dinah Fashos.
Yeah, so what's the big deal? So what if he's apostle for Dinah Mamnos at Ghana? He's still Kasher with Dinah Fashos, and we postulate Rabbi Yossi. So you haven't shown anything. You haven't shown anything. You haven't disqualified your aid. You're still a killer. Still a rotzeh. Yes? Ben, you got me? Oh, can I have a kasher on this? The Torah Chaim has a kasher. Tereschayim Dimaskomai, that's a great kash, I thought. And that is the following. What's Rabbi Yossi Shita? Jeremy? Let's get this. What is Rabbi Yossi Shita?
That if he's husband for Dina Momas, he's
kosher. If he's husband for Dina Momas, he's kosher for Dina Foshas. Well said. Well said. Now let me ask you a question, okay? What about Aganif? What about Aganif? What does Rabbi Yossi hold about Aganif? Aganif. Pashup Shat should be possible for all types of Idiots. So what's going on in the Gemara? No? Shkoyach that he's what? Who's the Mabdini Mamadis is Kashav Dinim Fashos? Right? But the bottom line is, when someone's declared as a what? When someone's declared as a Ganav, right? You see, when you're who's the Mabdini Mamadis, it's Chamor, it's Rala Shamayim, it's Rala Brias. But Lamaisi, you're not Nechsha to be Sheker and Dinim Fashos, which is Chami Yasser. Right? You follow me? I understand Rabbi Yossi Shita there, Eid Zomim is Kosher Yosef. I understand that what? I understand that Eid Zomim that is what? That is Kosher Yosef. You follow me? And Eid Zomim is Puzzle what? He's Kosher for Dinimal, he's Yahuzim for Dinimal, but he's Kosher for Dinim Fashos. You follow what I'm saying?
Is that
but Lamaisa, Ganif is a Ganif. Everyone's motivated that a Ganif is Puzzle for all he do you see. You follow me?
Is a Ganif question the Torah's Chaim?
The Torah's Chaim is asking Yeli if an Eid Zomim is Kosher for Dinimalmanis. If an Eid Zomim is kosher for, is Eid Zomim is found possible for Dini Mamanus, is kosher for Nefashos, who cares? That's an Eid Zomim. What are we talking about at hand here? A Ganif, no? Doesn't the Ganif is Hamas Binan and it's Hamas? Shouldn't it be possible for everything? Were you bothered by that, Ben? It's a great Kasha. Yosef, you follow me? When you read the Gemara, it doesn't go. They start yelling and say, oh, big deal. He hold like Rabbi Yossi. We hold like Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean you hold like Rabbi Yossi? If the guy's a Ganif, everybody's a Ganif, Pasalaitis. That's the Rambam's two tracks we've always said, right? You're over a Lashay Shbomites or more, or you're a Rosh of the Chamash, you're a Ganif. So you have to say somehow, the only thing you have to say is that somehow, according to Rabbi Yossi, she didn't know. Dini Nefashis is so severe, you're taking someone's life into your hands, you're testifying whether a guy should be killed or not. I don't care, even if you're a ganef, halacha lamaisa, even if you are a ganef, that will not affect you when it comes to dinin nefashos, which is a stunning chiddush, but that's apparently what you got to say, otherwise you can't read the Gemara. No? You push it, you can't read the Gemara. That's what the Torah's Chaim wants to suggest, lamaisa. You have to say something along these lines, because otherwise, lamaisa, how do you read the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara is basically saying, very clearly, I had the Torah Chaim here. Oh, right here. Yeah, right here, I got it. Torah Chaim, he says, you have to say like that. Otherwise, how do you read the Gemara? Very, very difficult. Okay? Very difficult. I'll read you his Lashon. He says, I mean, the bottom line is you're killing a guy. No, how else can you read the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara says, oh, you hold, if you're testifying the guy is a ganef, then by definition, you're trying to what? You're trying to say that what? You should be puzzled for everything. You see from this Gemara that Lamaisa, the Gemara held not that way. So the Gemara says not, we don't paskel like, we're going to see we paskel like a mayor. But I'm saying this point, that you have to say, Allah Lamaisa, according to Rabbi Yossi, that even if you're a full-fledged ganef, and you fulfill the mandate of Hamas be'inan, you still have to say that he's kosher for dinin nefashos. How else do you read the Gemara? Ben, you got what I'm saying? This is a tremendous chiddush what we're saying now. Even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but you hear, that's what you must say. Otherwise, how else do you read the Gemara? Okay? That's what you have to say. Okay? Everyone got that? You got it down? According to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that aid zomim for a moment is his kosher and dinin nefashos, shouldn't he be motivated that a ganef should be possible for both moment and nefashos? No, he's not. Because the bottom line is, he holds that nefashos is so chamor, even if you're a bona fide ganef, you wouldn't be possible. Which we don't possible, and that's what you got to say. It's a stunning chiddush, but I mean, how else can you read the Gemara? Okay? Alright, Viter now. Go ahead. You know, I was just thinking though, Lomaisa, is this a case of nefashos? Wasn't, it was after the Zman of being killed. No. No, but I'm saying, why does the Gemara call this a case of nefashos? Because the bottom line is practically they're not killing the guy. They're piercing his eyes. They're taking away the money. They're putting him in need to it. The bottom line, it wasn't.
If we say the piercing of his eyes is a nefashos
case, so that's what the Rishash says. Please get that down in your notes. The Rishash says that because of technical problems, we still label it, even though it's a technical problem, we still label this as dinin nefashos.
Well, did Rashi say that it was considered dinin nefashos? Because it was a
mitzvah space. The Gemara says it. The Gemara says brings in nefashos.
No, but he said the piercing of the eyes is a mitzvah space.
No, the Gemara says, even though it's but with dinin mitzvahs, we fulfill it, but the bottom line is not killing that. So what I'm saying is you have to say like the Rishash. You're right, Adam. You have to say we treat this case like a dinin nefashos case. But what I want to bring out is the following, is that in reality, it's not a dinin nefashos case. So if anything, Ben, you wouldn't be scared of it. You know what I'm saying? The bottom line is you're not killing the guy. Either you're just piercing his eyes, either taking money away from him or putting him in need. And I grant you those are serious things. There's no doubt. Certainly piercing the eyes. And the third one, putting a guy in need to eat. But the bottom line is you're still not killing him, right? And despite that, we say it's scarier. So what you have from this Gemara is you have a ganef mamish. You have a ganef mamish that is going to be kosher for dinin nefashos, which is startling. Because, I mean, you fulfill that mandate of Hamas be'inan. So you're going to have to read the pasuk. It says Hamas be'inan only for that area, and that area alone. But an area that's even more severe nefashos, it won't be a problem. But I'm just highlighting it, Ben, even more by saying you're not even killing the guy. You know what I'm saying? And you're still saying it. So I'm saying we're saying a chiddush here. These two nekudas are inextricably linked. That despite the fact you're not really killing the guy, still you're viewing it as more severe, and still any zomim is possible for the moment is kosher of us. But it's a ganef. It's not just an eight zomim. He's a ganef mamish. I don't care. He's a ganef that will only be limited to a psul of the moments, will not affect the fashos. That's a startling chiddush. Especially in light of the fact they're not actually killing the guy. You know what I'm saying? Now, even though Rashi said Rishon Ikram, he's still not killing. Piercing eyes is terrible. You're not killing him. So this is an amazing chiddush to me. This is what I want you to get down. Do we ever have a svara? The Maaseh, ask him the Bechina. Do we ever have a svara that a Rosh of the Hamas would be kosher for dinin nefashos? Yes, a ganef, blatant ganef for Rabbi Yossi will allow him for nefashos. Like we're saying this line. Okay, go ahead. Amalei. Oh, that's only when you want, and the Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not present it anonymously like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Avahacha. Avahacha. Sosim Lantana. Here by us there is a Stam Mishnah Kira Meir. To teach me, the Meir holds you paint a brush. If you're chasher for a moment, you're chasher for nefashos. And therefore, if he's a ganef, we disqualify him. And therefore, what? There's no two Adim that he killed. And therefore, he's Malamed Skus. Rav Papi helps out Bar Chama. Go ahead. Where's the Stam Mishnah? Go ahead, Mimai. Oh, that famous Mishnah Maseches Nida, where the Mishnah says in Nida, anyone who's kosher ladun b'din nefas is kosher ladun b'din mamonos. Right? Go ahead. You read a rhetoric. Money. If you say Ilema, that it's Rav Yosi. Go ahead. Money again. Money. Who's the Tani? Ilema. What do you mean? That whole cloud falls away by the wayside. Because according to what Rav Yosi, you could be kosher for Dine Mominus. Yes? And possible for, you can be kosher for Dine Nefashos, and possible for Dine Mominus. The Mishnah said explicitly, if you're fit for Nefashos, you're fit for Mominus, right? We know that what? If you're fit for Mominus, you are what? You are fit for Nefashos. If you're fit for Dine Nefashos, you are fit for Dine Mominus. And Rabbi Yossi totally defies that cloud. Because Rabbi Yossi says you're kosher for Dine Mominus, you're possible for Dine Mominus. That's a problem. Right? We said automatically if you're good for nefashos, you're good for mamonos. Not true according to Rabbi Yossi. You can be possible for mamonos and kosher for nefashos. So obviously you see the Tana of Ramish is not who? Not Rabbi Yossi. Who is it? Alav? There it is. It's Rameir. We have a Stamish and Nida presented like Rameir's opinion. If you're possible for mamonos, you are possible for nefashos. Done. If you are kosher for mamonos, you are kosher for nefashos. We cannot split the two halacha l'maisa. So therefore what? Therefore you see that what? I hold like Rav Meir, and therefore when these two Adim come in, Halacha L'maaseh, and they say that what? When these two Adim, they come in and they say that what? Right? When these two Adim say that Bar Chama killed, what's the answer? They're declared as what? One of the two Adim was declared as Ganef, based on two other Adim from two different events. Right? The din is they are apostle, and that is it. They're apostle for Mammon, they're apostle for Nefashos, all there is one aid. Turns out that one aid spoke in Lashon Hara. It's interesting. That's an interesting question. The Gemara Mesachim says when one aid comes in and testifies that Reuven ate a piece of ham or Reuven killed, he's over Lashon Hara. What happens if you come in as two and one guy turns out to be apostle, turns out the one guy what? Did he speak Lashon Hara? Certainly wasn't Bemez, it was Beshogeg. So it was a Lashon Hara Beshogeg. It's interesting, you know what I mean? Because it turned out there were two Adim, and one Aid was possible, one Aid became kosher. So Lamaisa, did you speak Lashon Hara? Because one Aid can't do anything in the Nefashos. So it turns out Allah Lamaisa that basically they're Malamed Shlosanim, and he did the right thing. Now, what do you have to point out here? What do you have to point out here now, Jeremy? What are we talking about here? Avis or Dayanus? What's the topic in our Gemara? The two guys are Adim, right? That Mishnah Nida is talking about Nefashos. So what's the answer to that? The answer to that is anyone who's possible to testify is possible Ladun, right? That's Chlor. Rashi said that earlier on the Mishnah, Chavtalon and Beis. Remember? Eilhein Apsulin. Anyone who's possible Ladun, anyone who's possible Ladis is possible Dayanus. That there's no problem. The Mishnah says in Nida, anyone who's Kosher Ladun is Kosher Lahay. There are those people that are Kosher Lahay that are possible Ladun. Which guy? Which guy? Someone who's blind in one eye. It's kosher Adis, but it's possible to Dayanus. But anyone who's kosher for Dayanus, his definition is kosher for Adis. Al pi halacha. There are those that are kosher Lahoy, but are not kosher Ladun. Do I want me to write that on the board? Or you got it? Again, anyone is kosher Ladun, anyone who's kosher Biadan is kosher Adis. But there are those that are kosher Adis that are not kosher Ladayanus. Namely, someone's blind in one eye. He's good for Adis, not good for Dayanus. Okay? So I just want you to know that Gabi Psulim, they are equal. That was Rashi already pointed out. Our Gemara is quoting that.
Why is he not kosher with Dayanus? Is it because of Mum?
Right. Yeah, it's a special din of a Mum. Correct,
so
though.
Why would that only be a guy who's like blind one eye? What about a guy with like underbite or...
No, it's someone, that's a real one. The Gemara has a pasuk, quotes a pasuk for it. Gemara quotes a pasuk, if I'm not mistaken.
Specifically for Enav.
I think it's Enav. You have to look for the Gzer Zakosov. But that's the Poshup shot. Okay? All right, very good, Lamaisa. So it turns out, if I would ask you, give me another. These are another good kasha for a bechina. Let's get this second question down. Second question now is, give me a Gemara. Rashi in Chavtal and Beis said Eilein Apsulim. That was Psulim Leidus. He says also the Dayanus. Where did he get it from? Give me a Gemara in our Limud that equated Adis and Dayanus. This Gemara said Eilein Apsulim Ladun Lahai. Where did he get to go? How do you know he's talking about in the Mishnah's Lahai? How does he know Ladun? Because the Gemara here equates the two. You follow me? The topic again was Adis, and the Gemara brings in a Mishnah talking about Dayanus. The Mishnah needed. So obviously, anyone who's possible what? Anyone who's possible Adis is possible Dayanus. That's where Rashi got it from, this Sugir. Okay? That's another important chiddush you see just from the pshat in the Gemara. Two nekudos we point out, Rabbi Yosi, two chiddushim. Okay, go ahead. So this is the Stam Mishnah. Mimai, go ahead. Oh, how do you know it's talking about at all? This is not a riot at all. Maybe the Mishnah is not talking about people that are suspect. Or Choshed Lahayt Sheker, cousin of Eira. Maybe it's talking about guys that have a problem in their family. A Pagam Mishbachim. Okay? And if you have a Pagam Mishbachim, it's going to be a Pagam Mishbachim Lamaiz and Dinin Nefashos. If it didn't Nefashos, you're fine. So therefore, in Dinin Mamanis, you also will be fine as well. But it sheds no light at all. As you asked, Eli, Lamed Vavim Beis the Marker. That Beis has to be Nuka Betzedek. Okay? It says, Betzedek Tishpon Amisacha. And Beis has to be clean from all movement. It says, in supposing Shira Shirim, we just read it on Shabbos. Kuli Yafak Rayasu Mum Ein Bach. Okay? So it means they have to be clean. Legabi the Yuxin, also Legabi the movement. So we're talking about, you're talking about Yuxin. So anyone Chasher Vedin Nevar is Chasher Vedin Nevar. It's not talking about people that are Chasher for Averis. Sheds no light on our topic at all.
I guess it's a different study, so I don't want to touch on it, I understand. But like,
go ahead.
Is the movement more widespread? Is Dionysus cut off from a lot of different people with a lot of different movement? Or is it
different movement,
Lamaisa. It's not only dealing with...
No, they're different movement, Lamaisa. Rambam lists them. The Rambam lists which Psulim, Lamaisa.
Yeah. Same thing with Kohanim.
The different psalm, yeah, like the Kohanim, the Gideim, their Avod, the Mishnah Bechor is very good. Excellent. Now, how do you know it's about Psul Yuxin? Go ahead. Dilo Te Mahachi.
Dilo Te Mahachi.
Oh, what do you do with the Sefer? Dilo Te Mahachi. What do you do with the Sefer? The Sefer is talking about what? It's got to be talking about what? Yuxin, because it's talking about Hashudim. With Sefer makes no sense. It says, Ro'oi ladun din imamunus, vein ro'oi ladun din nefashos. Go ahead, Amai.
Amai, ain't ro'oi, de'idzein b'din nefashos, ro'oi ladun din imamunus.
Right, how can you have a situation where a guy's ro'oi ladun din imamunus, not ro'oi ladun din nefashos? De'idzein what?
De'idzein b'din nefashos, ro'oi ladun din imamunus.
Right, de'idzein b'din nefashos. Lomai says, he's going to what? He's going to be ro'oi ladun b'din imamunus, v'adivri hakob. Yeah, we said if you're puzzled in the fashos, you're also puzzled for what? For the Morkau one, Dini Mominus, right? How can you read the Mishnah to say Royal Dini Mominus ain't Royal Dini Nefashos? If you're Itzem Lamaisa, Amai ain't a Royal Dini Nefashos. Why aren't you Royal for Dini Nefashos? Must be you were Eid Zomim and Dini Nefashos. And therefore what? You're going to tell me, oh, if you're an Eid Zomim for Dini Nefashos, that means what? You're not Royal for Dini, you're Royal for Dini Mominus? Not true. Right? Bechama Simon, if you're Pasa for Dini Nefashos, you're definitely puzzled for something that's more what? That's more kal than imamunus. So you understand how to read it? Read again. Dilo te mahachi.
Dilo te mahachi.
Where are we? Dilo te mahachi. You have to say we're talking about what yuchsin. Can't be talking about chashin. Dilo te mahachi. Why is he not roy? What? The itzim. It's crazy. It's a din amos roy. El divre havadivre hako. Yeah. Everyone knows Baylor may be yosef. Go ahead. Havadivre hako. Elwah. So who's the? Oh, we're talking about the talk of psul yuchsin. Like he's a gear. He's a mamzer. Go ahead. Oh, so even though the guy's possible din amos, he's kosher for din amos. Yes. Beautiful pshat. So through here. The Reish of the Mishnah, symmetry in the Mishnah, the Seif is talking about Yuchsin, the Reish is talking about Yuchsin. And therefore, what has nothing to do with shed light on our topic about suspect, the Choshen Avera. So therefore, we just slugged it up. We don't have a Stam Mishnah. Where's the Stam Mishnah shots that we hold like Reb Meir? This one we just slugged up. So it can't be that. So where is it? Ella. This is a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. You remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And Daf Chav Beis. Remember Tosus on Chav Talmud Beis to take out Avadim from a Mishnah? Why did he say to take out Avadim from a Mishnah? Because our Mishnah Chav Talmud Beis is only listing Psulim Dirabanan. And Eved's Diraisa. Why is an Eved Kanani Pasul Latest Minotaurah? What's an Eved Kanani? It's bought off the slave market as a goy. He's giving me and Tfilis Chai Mitzvah like an Isha. It's a half Jew. When you free him, according to Ram, you give him tefillah shni, going to mikvah. Second time, become Jewish minatayr. According to Mikiyoz, you only tefillah shni with the rabbanon. As soon as you free him, he's Jew minatayr. That's an Eved Kenayni. That's the definition of Eved Kenayni. No, it means Eved Kenayni. Eved Ivi is kosher, ladies. No problem. He's a full-fledged Jew. means an Eved Kenani. Now, why is an Eved Kenani possible latest? Kavachomer from a woman. A woman is Roi Lavoba Kal Hashem. She can marry into the Jewish faith. She's Jewish. How much is she different? And she's still possible latest. An Eved who can't marry in, how much more so is your possible latest? That's the Kavachomer of Baba Kamate Chesim and Aleph. Go ahead. Yushalmi and Yuma Perik Vavalachal is a divin drasha. Anashim alone Nashim. It says men and not women. Okay? It says Anashim alone Nashim. So there's a Machlis Babli Yushalmi with the marker that a Evik 90, that a woman is postulatus. Okay? Alright, we got it? It's not a Machlis. Actually, the Yushalmi is talking about a woman. The Babli is learning a Kavachomer from Isha. Okay? You follow me? They're talking about a Kavachomer from an Evik. So it's like, we're not presenting a Machlis. We're putting the woman's postulatus. Evid's postulates because of the Kavachomer from Evid. How do you know? A woman's postulates? Yushami says, I'm the Shnei Anashim, Anashim lo Anashim. Go ahead. So what does it mean that all these guys are postulates or kosher for any testimony that a woman is koshering? What's a woman that she's koshering? What's a category that she's koshering? Zach Kakol, Eidush Yenisha Ksherlo, Afein in Ksherlo. What's the category a woman's koshering? Eidush Yisha. What's Eidush Yisha? To testify that her husband's dead. What else? Also to testify that a woman was mezana, a married woman. Those are the only two categories where a woman is nema. Number one, let's get it. Eidus Isha. Testify that her husband's dead. And Eid Echad, that she was nitma. Sota she nitma. Meaning she had what? She had kinui and she had stira. And the woman saw the beard. The woman saw the beard. So therefore, those are the only two cases of woman's kosher. Everywhere else... So any those two cases where a woman is Naaman, all the psulaters through a bunner are Naaman too as well. We once mentioned that. What are the two fundamental distinctions between psulaters derives and psulaters through a bunner? Number one, from what time they become possible? Psulaters derives from the time they do an Avera. Psulaters through a bunner from the time they do Achraza. Yes? What was the other one? Adusisha. Someone's a Gazal derives as psulaters, you just Gazal through a bunner is kosher. That's this case. So go ahead. One sec, yeah, we'll get to it. Go ahead. Zach Klaako Adus Shank Sherila. Go ahead. If a woman's not good, these two ladies, the rabbanon are not good. Go ahead. Oh, so we got a problem. According to Rabbi Yossi, what we could social that. It's not Elim and Rabbi Yossi, but Ika, there's a case, Eidus Bedin in the Fasha, Shane Ishak Sherila. Is a woman kosher Eidus in the Fasha, yes or no? No, she's not. She's puzzle. The Hain and these people are what? These people are what? Are these ones that are apostle in the Mishark Sharon law. When they testify for the Dini Mominus, because they're kosher by what? They're kosher by Dini Nefashos, yes? So what do you see, according to Rabbi Yossi, Allah Lamaisa, what does Rabbi Yossi say? According to Rabbi Yossi, that he holds that what? Anyone, any woman, any case of an Aedes where a woman is not kosher, these psulim are not kosher as well. Is that correct? Yeah? So if you plug it in according to Rabbi Yossi, you got a problem. Because Rabbi Yossi says a woman is what? Possel. We know that a woman is what? Is possel for dini nefasha. So these psulim should also be possel for dini nefasha. They're not though. These guys that are psulim the rabbanan are only possel for dini mamonis. They don't expand it. We don't paint the brush to the nefashas. So it can't be Rabbi Yossi. The Tana can't be Rabbi Yossi. Ella, who is it? Ella? There it is. That's the Stam Mishnah. We just dug it up. We just dug up the whole Stam Mishnah. So the Stam Mishnah proves you all like Rameir. Go back to the original story. They brought two Edom that Bar Chama killed someone. Bar Chama brought two Edom. The two Edom said one of the other set that that's why it was a murder was a Gadaf, two different events. We possibly like Rameir. If you're possible for a moment, you're possible for the Fashos. Where's the Stam Mishnah? I thought Rav Yosef Rameir. Here's the Stam Mishnah. We slugged up Nida. We went to the Mishnah where? In Rosh Hashanah. And that's the riot.
So his Edom are good.
His Edom are...
Bar
Chama's Edom are good, and therefore they don't prove that he's a murderer. Got off the hook. Rapop is Muhammad's list. Now the Teres Chaim asks, why did we have to go to this whole Orichas with the story of Amram Bar Chama? Why couldn't you just bring the Mishnah and that's it? So the Sefer Chama of Achai says the Gemara wanted to say Davar B'Shem Omro. I guess Rapopi was the one that said it, and Bar Chama was the one that said it. And there's the whole story of Rapopi, and they wanted to say Kolom B'Shem Omro. So there's a whole dialogue in the Beis Medrash, and they wanted to quote the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel. Otherwise, you're going to go on right there and just prove it. Allah lemais. We'll get to your question. Let's finish up the Lashon HaGemara. Go ahead, Jim, because we've got a lot to see. Go ahead. Lekule. So Bar Chama got up and he kissed the what? The legs of Rav Papa, Rav Papi. And he said, you know, I'll pay your poll tax the whole year. your whole life, all the years of your life, I'll pay the poll tax. Okay? That's what he wanted to say. Now, how could he do this? Isn't this considered to be belated bribery? That's what the Yad Romoa asked the Moskva Amrinin. How can he take Tovus or not? People are going to be choishing him. That's why he got him off the hook. Because he gave money. People aren't going to know he gave him the money afterwards. And people are going to, even if he gave the money afterwards, it's an Isser called Shochad Mucheres. You're never allowed to take money after you get a Psak Halacha from the guy who won the case. It's called Shochad Mucheres. Shochad, we once said the word Shochad, Shehuchad. Morris says the Anaxubis. Because by taking the money, you become like him. Shochad Mucheres. You're not allowed to take money beforehand. Obviously, that's a bribe to Paschal like you. You're not allowed to take money afterwards. So the Yad Romoa asks, what's going on here? How could it be? So he wants to answer that Rav Papi never what? Rav Papi was not a dayan. He just stood there in the place where they judged Bar Chama. He was just having a dialogue with the dayan of what? Of Rav Papi on the din. But if you look in the Rosh in Siman Yud Zayin, which I gave you, quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra that says, Tamani Chamer Pater from taxes. Where's the daf? Baba Basra Chesem and Aleph. Therefore, Rav Papi was Pater from taxes anyway. So there's no issue of Shochad Mucheres. But you see from Ravash, you see from the Rosh, get it down, Yosef, that he was the dayan. So it's a machlokes Yad Ramah Rosh, was he a dayan or not? You see, Yad Ramah says he wasn't a dayan. The Rosh says he was a dayan, but it's not a problem because why? Because they're putting him taxes, so he didn't give him anything. So if you look in the Tshuva's Torah Lishma, in the Tshuva's Zichron Yehuda, they say, since the Melech imposed taxes, Shalokedin on Tamanei Chachamim, Bar Chama was Mavriach Ari, and therefore it's not Shochad. There was a king there that imposed taxes on the Talmud Chacham. So when and it wasn't right what he did. So if you engage in what is called Mavriach Ari, it's fine. What is Mavriach Ari? What's Mavriach Ari? It's a klal of Baba Kama. You scare away the lion. So if you scare away the lion, that's not considered bribery. He didn't give him anything directly. He didn't give him anything directly. He just scared away the lion, and therefore what? And therefore his putter from what? That's not considered to be Shochad. You follow me? So it comes out. Halacha Lavais, it comes out very interestingly, as Adam asked me in Seder, why did he do it? So what I'm saying to you is, why he did it, Lamaisa, is maybe he didn't know Lamaisa. Maybe he didn't know that Tamin Chamar Pater from taxes. But the bottom line is, since they are Pater, that's not called Shochad. But you see a Machlokes Yad Ramah Rosh, was he a dayan or not? According to Yad Ramah, he wasn't a dayan. He was just dialogue with the dayan of a puppy. You follow me? And with the dayan of Rami Bar Chama, Rav Papi was just talking with him. According to Rosh, he was a dayan, but it wasn't Isser Shochad because he's part of the taxes anyway. Now, the Knesset HaGedolah, I want you to get this, points out that it only works according to the Rosh here, part of the taxes. But there is a sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel. Please get it. There is a sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel. Please get it. Rabbeinu Chananel has a sheet of Halacha L'maaseh. Very interesting. Rabbi Chananel says, the Ramban quotes in Baba Basra Daf Chesem Rav. Please get it. Ramban in Baba Basra Chesem Rav. He quotes Rabbi Chananel that Talmud Chachamim only potter from which taxes? From communal taxes they're potter from. But if it's an individual taxes that the Melech says each guy's got to pay, even the Talmud Chachamim are mechuyev to pay. So according to Rabbi Chananel, please get it, Rav Papi was chayev in such a tax, and therefore Rami Bar Chama pardoned him. So why isn't it a bribe? Great kasha. Why isn't it a bribe? Okay? So why isn't it a bribe? Okay? So it's a very important kasha. Okay? It's a very important kasha. So the Knesset HaGedolah writes, he says, the Rosh's answer only works according to the Rosh, who holds the Talmud Chamer Pater from everything. But according to Ben Hanano, what are you going to say? So the Toma, he says, the Toma, Achal Devei Rosh, even if Rapapi was put on Chas, what does it help him that he pardoned him? Right? A little bit of what Adam has said, because of Midas Chasidis, Rapapi should have not taken it in order that people shouldn't speak rumors. So he says, he wants to say, you could say like Ben said, Ben says he wasn't a dying. Ben says you want to say he wasn't a dying. It could be. Maybe you could say Lamaisa, maybe he wasn't a dying, but the Rosh Lamaisa, You want to say like the Yad Ramah that he wasn't a dying? Okay, could be. Maybe he wasn't a dying. But maybe you could say like this, and this is what the Knesset HaGedolah says, please get in Siman Tes, that Rav Papi didn't accept the Matana at all. He didn't accept it. The Gemara didn't tell the end of the story. Maybe he said, no, I don't want you to do that. Maybe he didn't take it from him. So let's get that down. You understand what I'm saying? So two tirutzim. Ben's saying good. Maybe go like the Yad Ramah. If you hold like a Ben Hanano, that the Talmud Chacham is chayving private individual taxes, what do you say? So number one, you could say maybe he wasn't a dying, so it was fine. And number two, you could say maybe you didn't allow him to do it. Plus the fact, it could very well be, that since it's possible, I want you to get this, a third tirutz, please, the three tirutzim. Maybe it's not Shokha because he didn't directly pay him. He paid someone else. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't give him direct money. He paid off a different chiyuv. Maybe that's not called shokhat. So three terutzim we want to say according to Ben Hananel. It's building a shtickel here. Machlokes Rosh or Ben Hananel, what's the scope of a Talmud Chacham Patur in taxes? According to the Rosh, it's everything. According to Ben Hananel, it's only a communal tax. Private tax and mechuyuv. Aye, if it's a private tax, why is it considered to be a problem of what? Why is it not considered to be a problem of shokhat? So either you can say like the Adramon wasn't a dying. Number two, you could say that he didn't take it from him. Number three, you could say he didn't pay him directly, and therefore it's a lister of shokhat. And number four, I'm thinking, maybe we could say number four, you follow me? Is that maybe this was a what? Maybe what type of tax it was? Maybe the pshat in the Gemara, maybe it wasn't an individual tax. Maybe it was a what? Maybe it was the communal tax. Even though it's a little bit difficult with the pshat in the Gemara, Gemara said kare, yo. Gemara said the kibble of the kargit. Maybe you could say that he was talking about a communal tax. So what he did anyway would have been potter from. Maybe that's what Rabbi Hanan would say. You follow me, Ben? I mean, Rabbi Hanan only potter you from a communal tax. Maybe that was what the Gemara was talking about. Okay, that's a fourth teretz. But the Tumim writes, in Simon Lamadal Zivkot Yudkes, please get it. The Tumim writes that since he didn't pay Bar Chama the tax, he stabbed Shifter Melch. He only tried. Mashachin loyachayiv, that's not considered loyachayiv. Even a midas chasidis you don't have to do. In other words, you could ask a kasha, why didn't you do a midas chasidis? Why didn't you do a midas chasidis? You should have stayed away from midas chasidis. You don't have to stay away from midas chasidis when you're in your potter anyway. You know what I'm saying? So there's no midas chasidis in that because Lomaisa, he was potter anyway. So that's not considered to be a midas chasidis. That's what the Tumim writes, Halacha Lomaisa. Since Bar Chama didn't end up paying the tax, he was yishtavd on the pot in the Mech Rapapi, which he was not chayiv anyway. So what's the big deal? He didn't have to prevent himself from doing that mitzvah because he was potter anyway. Okay, fine. So that seems to be what? That seems to be. So let's chazer that over quickly. How many terutzim do we have again? We want to tie in. Lamaisa, according to the, first of all, wasn't this a problem of shokhat? So the Rama says it wasn't a dying. No problem. According to Rashi, was a dying. The reason why there's no problem of shokhat because you're potter anyway. Fine. Comes along Rabbeinu Hananel, quoted by the Rabbi Bazar Daf Ches, and says the Talmud Chacham Patur tax is only by what? Communal tax, a private tax from Mechuyu. So Hadin Kushal Dukta, how do you take it? So four terutzim we want to suggest. Number one, what? Like Ben said, maybe the Rabbeinu Hananel learned like the other money wasn't a dime. Number two, we want to suggest he didn't take it. The end of the story is he didn't end up let him do it. Number three is what?
Not directly paying him.
Number three is not directly paying him. And number four is maybe the pshat in the Gemara was a communal tax, it wasn't a private tax. And then we have the Nesiva saying, you don't have to go Midas Chasidus if Mikra Adin you're potter anyway. Okay. Now let's get to the following.
Is that the Nesiva or the Tumim?
What'd you say? That was the Tumim. The Tumim. Sorry, the Tumim. If I said Nesiva, I'm sorry. The Tumim, Simon Lamadal. Okay, Simon Lamadal, Sikon Yichas. Now let's get to this following. There's a fundamental machloikis regarding what? Regarding the scope of Tzu Eidesir. Okay? We've mentioned it, Lamaisa. We mentioned it regarding my place of Ivoro, but I want you to get this psak, okay? When we say that someone, who do we passing like? Abaye Barabba? Who do we passing like? Abaye. So even if you're not a Russian, the Hamas, you're possible. But are you possible a Misa on a cheeseburger? Yes. If you eat a cheeseburger, you're possible eggs, because you hold like Abaye. What if you eat chicken and cheese? Let's say a schnitzel with fried cheese on it. Melted cheese on the schnitzel, and you eat that consistently. Chicken and cheese is what? An Aveira Drabbanan. Are you Apostle Ladies? Please get it down. The Chiddush Yaron says, Beferish, you are Apostle Ladies, and that's the sheet of the Rambam, and Hilchos Eidus. Perik Yudalach Gimel. He says, Basar B'chalov, or B'chal Yantav Sheni, Psulim. Basar Oth B'chalov, and B'chal Yantav Sheni, you are Apostle. The Torah says the same thing. So I want you to get that. It's lock, stock, and barrel. The Chiddush Yaron and the Rambam seem to say, Beferish, that you are apostle, even at a what? Even at a very drabonon. You don't need Hamas. Those have nothing to do with thievery. And if you look in the Ramah, The Ramah quotes Rabbi Yerucham, who says not this way. Okay? The Ramah quotes Rabbi Yerucham, that says not that way. What does the Ramah say? That you are only pasul if it is chimud moment. On an Aveira Drabanan, do you need chimud moment? That's the machlaikis. I'll write it like this. Aveira Drabanan, tzarich, chimud moment or not. Machlaikis. Okay? Machlaikis in the Rambam. Rambam says you don't. Rambam pasul afilu bali, chimud moment. Yes? Rambam says you're pulsing without chimud moment, and the Rabbi Yerucham says no. Rabbi Yerucham says only rak chimud moment. So that's a very interesting machlokas. So someone consistently eats cheese schnitzel with fried cheese, melted cheese, yatzel lettuce bowl, wouldn't they make him pulsing latest? Okay? The Beis Yosef says that Tysus and Bob Metzia also holds like this, because Adam that signed on a star of ribbis to Rabban are not pulsing latest, even though they're overloaded to simun mid Rabbanah. The Baal Yitro also says the same thing explicitly. So that's a very important machlokes I want you to get. Very, very important. Okay? Very important machlokes halacha l'maisa. Now the Ksos HaChayshin in Siman Lamed Hei Sivkon Dalet asks. He says, if an Aveira Drabonon is only possible Chimud Momon because of a Chashash Meshaker, then if you're Tchilasa B'Psul V'Sofa B'Kashris, what should be the din? Let's say when you saw the thing, you were pulsing, and then by the time you testified, you were kosher. What's the din in such a case? We said, by no gave it over, you're kosher. And what is it Tosefta say in Perakei Halacha Gimel? Someone who saw Adis before he was a merchant of Shviz, and then he became a merchant of Shviz, and then does tshuva, it says he's kosher. Mashma, that if he saw from the very beginning Adis when he was a Sofer Shviz, he's pulsal, even though the psul is only drobonim. You follow me? Tchilaso b'psul, v'sofa b'kashrus, smashim the tosefta your posel. So you see tremendously, halacha l'maisa, that the Ksos HaChosha says that because of chimud moment, then the result should be, halacha l'maisa, what should the result be? That if you're tchilaso b'psul, v'sofa b'kashrus, you should be kosher. By nogea, what do we say by nogea, the Ksos says? What's nogea b'edis? You have a self-interest. What did the Ksos say? Tchilaso, that when you saw it, chilas means when you see it, the kashrus, the sofo, the psul, what's the din? By nogeya, you're kosher. Because you're not going to lie. By the time you testify, you're not nogeya b'dam. What do you say by here? What do you say by this din? Of kosher by aveira. What do you say about kosher by aveira? So what do you say? So that the Tosefta says beferish, that you're about your puzzle. So you see, it says the Ksos HaChoshen, that it's more than this. Seems to be more than okay, Abedav, more than Chash Meshaker, Chimud Momin. So the Stipler writes in Simon Yud Zayin, the original Psul Chash Meshaker, once they possibly, they possibly Legamri. And they possibly Legamri even Tchilas of the Psul. As long as Tchilas of the Psul is Sofa Bekashras, your Psul, that's the din. It started with Chash Meshaker, but once they said they made a low plug, it started. Matchil, the Chash Meshaker, says the Stipler. So that's how Matchil, the Chash Meshaker, star with Shashraker Vimat, the Paslu, Legamri, what? Legamri, Afilu, Tchiloso, the Psu. Even if Tchiloso, the Psu, and Sofa Bekash, Tchiloso, the Psu, the Sofa Bekash is your Paslu. Okay? So that's the din, halacha l'maisa. So I want you to get this, okay? Because you see Psu, whenever you see Chimud Mamun, you know it's because of a Shash Meshaker, right? Chimud Mamun, Schultz, Shash Meshaker. Remember we had that in Muki Yosef? What's the famous Numuka Yosef say? Remember we mentioned it? That Hamas is Chash Meshaker and Rosh Hashanah so Hamas is Chash Meshaker. That's Abai's whole theory. That's how Numuka Yosef elucidates it beautifully. Halacha l'maisa. That's how Numuka Yosef elucidates it beautifully. And the Numuka Yosef, which you did mention earlier, please get it, and Beis by Makin Monshe Shlom and Adin, forgot to mention it, even though Beis did not smuchim to kill people Bizman Azeh, but they can still do a little bit. They can still do a little bit, halacha l'maisa. Okay, they could do a little bit. They could do the Chalcha Masayim, they could do Mana Masayim. You sure, I want you to get the Miri. Miri could do a little bit. So the Muki Yosef seems to be a little bit like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein lebeis shen smuch ladun din misa bizman hazeh, normal kanal ocho ma'at mina magia, lafid din Torah. You get a little bit, lamaisa, the pierce's eyes. But lo ocho gidin Torah mamish, ef shal beis shen shal smuch. They can't do a beis shen, you know, they can't literally. So the Muki Yosef basically says, by Makim Onshu Shlomo Ben Adin, Muki Yosef basically says, and the Beis of his maskle kosu, that even though Beis and Shin and Smuchim can't din miso, they can do a little bit. So I want you to get that in Muki Yosef. No, I forgot to mention Makro and Shalom din. But the Muki Yosef I'm mentioning now is, regarding our topic, is that the bias whole theory of a Russia who's not a Russia to Hamas and Fossilatus is twofold. What are the two tracks? The one track is what? Is Shash Mashakar because Hamas being in, and even if you're not a Hamas being in, you're still postulated because of what exists at Kosov. That's this theory, so that's what the Ksos and the Stipe are working with. Even though we have a Machlot, so the Neveri, the Rabbanah needs Chimun Moment or not, the bottom line is if you say you require Chimun Moment like the Ramon, the Rabbin Yeruchim, no gave it over, Chilos Makaz or Sofa, but Paul's was kosher. Because by the end of the time, when he testifies, he's not no gaver, it's kosher. So what about by kosher? The Sefta says you're possible. Why is it the Sefta say you're possible? It's the Chashash Meshachar. Why are you possible again? Because the Stipe says once they started, it's because of Chashash Meshachar. But once the Intertot of Psul became across the board. So I'm saying it's an interesting dynamic, because you have the Muki Yosef saying that same two tracks, that Hamas is what Chimun Momin, non-Hamas is possible according to Abaye, because why? Mum Lahakis is because why? It's because of Jerusalem cause, it's a Russian. Okay? So this started off being a what? Chash Meshachar became a Psul Gomer. Allah Chalamaisa. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. Please get it, which is a remarkable Chiddush. Remarkable Chiddush, in my opinion. Allah Chalamaisa. And that is as follows. And that is that it's possible to suggest, which was remarkable to me, but when you talk about someone who's a Russia, Eno Hamas, what would you think he is? Postulatus min Torah min Rabbana. You're an Abaye man. We paskin like Abaye, yes? No doubt. We paskin like Abaye, correct? So if you're a Russia of Hamas, you're postulatus according to both Abaye, brother. So Russia, Eno Hamas, you're postulatus according to Abaye. Are you postulatus min Torah min Rabbana? I would have thought that kasha is a klutz kasha. I would have said for sure you're postulatus min Torah. No doubt, no? So the bottom line is that what the Noda Behuda writes. The Noda Behuda writes in the Tshuva, he says, Beferish, that Lamais, someone asked him this question, and maybe you should be postulatus on the Rabbanan. He says it's ridiculous. You have to assume you're postulatus min Torah, no doubt. But there is a Rishon, namely the Riaz. Let's get it down. The Riaz writes an amazing Kiddush. What does the Riaz say? The Riaz says that someone who's postulatus for eating cheeseburgers, he's a Russia to what? Non-Hamas. We said, if you do it, L'teavon, you're postulatus. If you do it, L'maisa, F'lachis, according to Abaye, you're postulatus, but it's not Hamas, right? You're doing L'achis, not Hamas, so why are you postulatus? You're postulatus with a Torah. No, says the Riyad is only postulatus with Rabbanan. Wow. You're only postulatus with Rabbanan. You're only postulatus with a Torah for the Aduyos or your Cheshina. If you have to testify in Kashrus, then you're possible in a Torah. You're eating cheeseburgers all day and night. You're doing it lahachas against Hashem. So in the areas of Kashrus, you're not good. You're possible in a Torah. But other areas, murder, you're only possible in the Rabbanan. Isn't that an amazing Kiddush? That's what the Riaz wants to say. Please get it. So according to the Riaz, Mamash a Kiddush Nifl. If you're Makadish and Adim, if you're Makadish a woman with Adim that are Kaslanim, what's the din? According to the Riaz. What would you say? What's the din if you're Makadosh Edim? What do you say, Jeremy? Yeah, therefore what? And therefore you should what? This should require a get. Because maybe it's Chal Mina Torah. Because only possible Mina Torah. Makadosh Isha, the Gazlanim. Gazlanim that are Gazlanim Mina Torah. Gazlanim D'Yeraisa, you're going to say what? Chayshish L'Kedushin. And you're going to need a get. You follow me? That's crazy, no? When I saw that. It's not crazy according to the Riaz. Because you only postul the Torah in what? Ear of Kashrus. You follow me, Ben? But Kedushin is not the areas of Kashrus or Gazlanus. So there is another area. Therefore, you only postul in the Torah. And the Beis Shmuel says, no way. Most of the postum don't accept this. Beis Shmuel is a side of the Beis Shmuel. Please get it. Simen Mem Beis Sifkot Nyetes. Ein Das Kol HaPoskim King. Amazing. Amazing that there's such a Shita. In fact, the Noda Behuda, the men who asked him Shilas, were big Lamdonim. The Noda Behuda is a Jew, Ma'adura Kam Ibn Ezra, Simon and Zion, Maskal Masha Ratza, quotes, someone asked him a question, he had a whole shtickle turn. There is a Tyson, Bechari, Son, Lamed, Vavim, and Aleph, Dibra Maskal, Amar, that says, even though Remeris is Chashal, Dabarech, and Chashal, Kalatara Kula, we don't Paskin like him, but nevertheless, Here we paskin like him. If you're choshed by avera leedus, I feel be avera kali paint up rosh. Yes. So he wants a tiny yesh litmo al divrayim. Tosis says again. What does Tosis say? Macharis taflamet vavam and alf. Remeir says you're choshed l'davrach and you're choshed l'kol torakula. If you're choshed on a cheeseburger, you're choshed l'kol torakula. I don't understand here, right? He says since we plant a brush here, that's the din. That's what Remeir says. We put together the two sheets. Choshel davrachad, choshel kol torakula. Remeir loves the paintbrush. He loves the paintbrush and he paints everything. What's your pulse on one thing? Your pulse on everything. Puts together. That's what Tosis says in Bechiris on Daf Lamed Vavam and Alf. I got a kash on you. How do we know that Remeir holds me? I'm lefsok Remeir kalininatus. How do you know he passed on Remeir kalininatus? Maybe the only reason why Remeir holds what? Maybe the only reason why Remeir holds your pulse is because choshel davrachad, choshel kol torakula. And in this matter, we don't paskel like him. So how do you know we paskel like him in Gabi Edis? Right? Machmas Achilish Remeir, Atzmoyna Sov. Maybe Remeir's opinion is based on Chashal Dabrach and Chashal Kol Drakula. Maybe that's Remeir's opinion. Remeir's opinion is based on Chashal Dabrach and Chashal Kol Drakula. Maybe that's what it's based on. Right? And therefore, even if Avera Kal, Avera Chonur, Allah Chalamaisa. So how do you know we pass like Remeir Linin Edis? It's like, oh, we go out of our way. We find a Stam Mishal like Rabbi Yossi. Maybe the only reason why we hold like Remeir is because Remeir's personal sheep of bed. You follow me? Rabbi Yossi Remeir, we always hold like Rabbi Yossi. Oh, not here. We found a Stam Mishal where? Rosh Hashanah Chapez. You tried to eat it, then we went to Rosh Hashanah. You didn't find anything. The only reason why that's presented as opinion is Remeir's personal sheep. It's a great question. How do you know we pass like him? So he wants a tiny. That we pass him like Abi Eidus, it's only Absul the Rabbana. Wow. We pass him only mid the Rabbana. That's the sheet of the question, the shoyl of the note of Yehuda. The shoyl of the note of Yehuda says this. The shoyl, I'll write down shoyl, says it's only possible mid the Rabbana. In other areas. Amazing. It's only possible in other areas, meaning in Eidus. It's only possible mid the Rabbana, the Eidus. That means according to the mayor, we thought we found, yeah, he's possible Eidus, only mid the Rabbana. So the note of Yehuda says, definitely wrong. No, the beauty says it cannot be. Allah Lamaisa, definitely our possum in that tire. So how can the Riyaz say what he says? So he says, the bottom line is that the Riyaz, you have to be doichim from the Gemara. The Gemara says definitely that the Riyaz is not correct. He wants to say Shtukal Tayra, Allah Lamaisa. The Riyaz says Edekim of Kedusha Akashim in that Tayra. Because Edekim, Lamaisa are kosher. Because they're not, as long as you talk about that they haven't taken any money to testify. Eidei Kiddushin have nothing to do with taking money to testify, so that's why he says they're kosher minat teir. But he says the Gemara rejects it, halacha lemaisa, because how could the Gemara have proven from the price of Gazlanim al Ribis the Psun Latis? Shalok Yadiri Abai. Even Abai is voted that what? We only pass them, it's only the Rabbanan they're possible. It's Mukhuk from the Gemara. When the Gemara asks its original Kashan Abai, Eilim al Ribis of Gavarashoyim, it's mucha from the Gemara that according to Abai, any rush is postulated as minator, even if it's not chamos. There's no sibus apsu because of chashi took shoka. Suggests a kosev. And that jizya kosev applies even to edi kiddushin. Therefore, he slugs him up completely. Halacha lemaisa. He says the riyas can't be right, the note of beauty. Note of beauty is doich of the riyas. Okay? So argues on either rachon or argues on rishon. We have it sometimes. He's doich of divrei because the Gemara is clearly is assuming it's on the same level. It's doich of divrei riyas. The Gemara has the kashan of Abai, could have said, oh, it's only Psul Drabonim, Lumaisa. It's only Psul Drabonim, only Pasul Drabonim. That's what the Gemara should answer. Gemara doesn't answer that, right? The Gemara has the kashan, oh, you see, it's only by Mammon, right? Gemara should answer, oh, Abai only meant the Pasul things outside Mammon, so the Drabonim. No! The Gemara didn't answer that. So therefore, he's Dokhid, Allah Lumaisa. Could be the Kirinara wants the Taina, maybe we Paskin like the Riyas, only Midrabonim. We really paskin like what? Like Rava, you know, Hamas you always need. Maybe we paskin like him, halacha lemaisa. That's maybe how he's paskin. Even though Abai is paskin all Russia, we only paskin like Abai on a drabbanan level. You follow me, Karen Arnold wants to say? Because we paskin like Abai that is possible only on a rabbinic level. Then we extend the psu. Okay? Then we extend the psu, halacha lemaisa. You follow what I'm saying? Maybe that's what you could say. You extend the psu on a level of drabbanan. Maybe that's what we could suggest, halacha lemaisa. Okay? So it could be that that's what the Karen Ara wants to say. That's how we extend it regarding that din. Now, the bottom line is, I want to close with the following, and that is, And tomorrow we start Chazar, so you got to get the guys. I don't know where everyone is today. Monday, difficult. Lamais. First day of vacation. Okay, we have to grab two guys from Mincha Lamais. Okay?
Three
guys. You grab three guys. But let's just close with this. The Shiloh, Halacha Lamais. About if a guy knows he's a Rosh, can he testify? What's the din? If a guy knows that he's Pasul, can he testify or not? Let's say the Beis Din doesn't know. And the Chuvis Chavis Yoyer, he's mistopic about this. Halacha Lamais. And he says like this. I want you to get this down. The Chuvis Chavis Yoyer Simin Tevav says, if you know you're Pasul, you can't testify. Even though Beis Din doesn't know, whether you're a relative or you're a Rosh, I don't care. You cannot testify. And the Urim V'Tumim in Simin Chav Ches Sivkot and Gimel says no. If you're a relative, Halacha L'Maisa. If you're a relative, you shouldn't testify. If, however, you're Pasul because of an Aver, you can testify for one of two reasons. Number one, you're not believed to incriminate yourself that you did an Aver, and on Mesa Matzah Rasha, therefore you're an Eid Kosher. And number two is it's kind of like you know you're innocent until proven guilty in American law. And number two is since the Psul of Rishis. It's not like a karuv, which is just a cause of chashash b'shaker. Well, if you know you're not going to lie, then testify, because of their hate. So according to the Chavis Yoyer says, if you know you're a Rasha, Halacha L'Maaseh, if you know you're a Rasha, you can't testify. If you know you're a karuv, you can't testify. Comes along the Tumim and says, no. If you're a karuv, you can't testify. If you're a Rasha, I'll be din. So what's Halacha? You can't testify one of two reasons. Number one, you can't incriminate yourself. Number two, if you say no reason of Rosh is Josh Mashaka, you know you're not going to lie. So why not? Because with your head, testify. Halacha L'Maaseh. So that's the Chiddush, Halacha L'Maaseh, of the Urim and Thummim. So fundamental machlokes we have here regarding this din, Halacha L'Maaseh. Now the Chiddush Arim doesn't like the second reason. Chiddush Arim doesn't like the second reasoning. Why not? Why doesn't he like the second reasoning? Chiddush Arim. Why doesn't he like the second reasoning? Because he says it's nifsek la halacha like who? Like Abaye. Even if you're not a Rasha of Chamas, you're possible mizeres akasim. So even though a Rasha of Chamas, imkin ap shurasha Chamas chayin chashu the shaker, we possible mizeres akasim. So therefore, the chinuch says, the chinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Hay says it's asur la a lakshi la b'isur. Since you're dining up your Rasha aid, you're over a lava. A judge cannot down a din Torah based on what? Based on aid that's in Russia. It's an issue. You can't be machshir the dying because you're a Russia. Halacha L'Maaseh says, how can you give the second reasoning? It's not just based on Exeris. So even though L'Maaseh, you're going to be Meshaka, we pass it based on Exeris Kosev. And therefore, it's also to be made. So he doesn't have the difficulty with that second reasoning. So that's a fundamental machlokes we have regarding what? Regarding this din. Okay, we got it? Oh, and the last thing we'll close with is the following. And that is, Halacha L'Maaseh, talk about this din all the time, and that is, regarding a situation where the Havamina of the Gemara appears, how could Rav hold like Rabbi Yosi? How could Rav hold like Rabbi Yosi? You follow what I'm saying? What was the Havamina of the Gemara? Abai holds like Rav Meir, and Rav is like Rav Yossi. What does Rav say? He doesn't paint the brush. Rav Yossi also says, you don't pass a moment in the forces. So what's the Hava meaning, Lamaisin? How do you be mad with the Hava meaning? So the Yadramah says like this, Rav holds like Rav Yossi, ain't a chashid b'aver apostle, el eidesh ain't a chamura min aver shechadash shalom. So the Chura, even though Rav is Moda, a Rosh's apostle, but this psul is not possible to all Eduyas. It's only possible to feel the Avera, the Evid's Roy Lachshubal, the Shaker. And that's what the Yad Ramah says beferish. Because what did Rava say? Chamas Finin. What did Rabbi Yosef say? Rabbi Yosef said, you're Eid Zom Lamaman, you're Pekoshu Linafashas. It's all because of a split. They both make splits. They both make the splits. The fact that you're a thief doesn't pass you in other areas. Okay? The fact that Rabbi Yossi says you're a zomim din imam, that doesn't pass you in the fashas. That's the way the Yad Ramah says pshat in the Gemara. Okay? That's how he says pshat in the Gemara. It's no sure, are you painting the brush or not? Rabbi Yossi doesn't paint the brush. Rabbi doesn't paint the brush. But the pashas is we hold like a baye. Mumor what? A zomim basalam afreya. A Zomem is possible a friend like Abai, and Mumr Lawat, Mumr Lahakis is possible also as well according to Abai, because you don't need Hamas. Okay, tomorrow we'll start Chazor. Let's try to give you a top 9 3 guys. Okay.